Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm associate producer Anthony Lemos, and this is DTNS Photography News Monthly for January 2022, a roundup of the biggest headlines in photography news you might have missed. And since it's January, we start with news from CES. The company Immer Vision announced a new 8-megapixel webcam sensor billed as the thinnest laptop camera system at just 3.8 millimeters thick. The unit includes wide-angle distortion correction dewarping algorithms, which the company claims helps it avoid distortion and image quality issues that can occur when creating miniaturized camera systems. The company says it is working with laptop OEMs to integrate the new sensor, although it did not announce any estimates when the products would come to market. The South China Morning Post reported and DP Review later confirmed that Canon will shut down its Zhuhai factory in southern China. The company cited shrinking demand for the compacts, the ongoing chip shortage, and overall supply problems with the pandemic for the decision. If you wanted a Canon R5 with actually usable 8K video, Canon released the EOS R5C just for you. It adds a dedicated cooling system to the camera, largely offering the same photography capabilities of the R5, with video no longer limited by thermal throttling. That means unlimited 8K 60 frames per second or 4K 120 frames per second and the ability to record in Cinema RAW light. Canon pitches this as a hybrid of its Cinema and EOS lines with a dedicated switch to toggle between movie and stills functions. Unlike the standard R5, it does not include IBIS. It ships in March for $4,499. The popular image editor Capture One stopped offering dedicated versions of its software for specific camera brands, previously offering dedicated versions for Sony, Fujifilm, and Nikon at a slightly reduced price. Current owners of these dedicated versions of Capture One will receive a free upgrade to the Pro version on April 5th, with subscribers grandfathered in on their existing price tier. Nikon released a new lens for sport and wildlife shooters, the previously announced Nikon Nikkor Z400mm f2.8 TC VRS. This includes a built-in 1.4x teleconverter to provide an equivalent of a 560mm zoom at an f4 equivalent when needed. Image stabilization is rated for 5.5 stops, and it includes both programmable function buttons and memory buttons to remember focus and aperture. It doesn't come light or cheap, weighing in at 2,950 grams and costing $13,996.95. If you still find yourself with an abundance of cash, Leica announced its latest digital rangefinder, the M11. It uses a full-frame 60-megapixel BSI sensor with a base ISO of 64 for a claimed 15 stops of dynamic range. Leica also touts the triple resolution capabilities of the sensor, able to capture DNGs and JPEGs at 60, 36, or 18 megapixels independently. It also offers multi-field metering in rangefinder mode for the first time. Previously, this was only available in live view off the rear LCD. It ditches the iconic bottom plate, gets a 64% bigger battery, and offers 64 gigabytes of internal storage. It's available now for $8,995. The Associated Press will open a marketplace on January 31st in partnership with the company Zoa to sell NFTs of photojournalists' work. These NFTs will be built on the Polygon blockchain with metadata on where and how the photo was taken. The Associated Press will use the proceeds to fund further journalistic endeavors. This isn't the first stab at NFTs by the journalism business. Quartz and the New York Times have previously sold copies of articles as NFTs, and Getty Images expressed interest in doing so as well. Fujifilm plans to hold an X Summit event to mark the 10-year anniversary of the system in May 2022. In a promotional video for the event, the company mentions it will announce its fifth-generation X-mount camera. No specifics were given, although there is some speculation this would be a successor to the X-H1. Ricoh announced it is restructuring its camera business, which will focus more on direct-to-consumer sales strategy. Distribution for Ricoh Imaging North America will not change, and the company still plans to mass-produce cameras. There was some confusion at the initial announcement that Ricoh would only pursue a direct-to-consumer strategy. The company said it remains committed to producing DSLRs as part of its Pentax brand. Viltrox made a name for itself in the Fuji ecosystem by reverse engineering the X-mount to provide third-party AF lenses for the platform. The company just announced its latest bit of glass, a 13mm f1.4 ultra-wide, offering about a 20mm equivalent viewing angle on Fuji cameras. It uses 14 lens elements in 11 groups, weighing a not inconsiderable 420 grams. It ships in February for $469. According to a report from the Japanese analyst firm BCNR, in December 2021, Fujifilm surpassed Sony in Japanese market share. It wasn't Fuji's mirrorless lineup that caused them to soar to the top spot. Instead, the hybrid Instax Mini Evo, released back in November, was the top-selling camera in the country for the month, making up 10.7% of all cameras sold. Two other Instax Mini hybrid cameras were in the top 10 as well. Canon remained the market share leader overall in Japan. Now for our Films Not Dead section. The toy camera maker Ricoh announced the Ultra Wide and Slim, a remake of the classic Vivitar Ultra Wide and Slim 35mm camera. The Ultra Wide and Slim uses a plastic fixed focus 22mm f11 wide angle lens with a fixed shutter speed and no flash. Pre-orders are open now for $29.99, shipping later this month. And that's all the big photography news you may have missed this month. This episode was produced with Daily Tech Headlines producer Rich Straffolino, and we'll be back next month for another roundup. You can send us your favorite stories and headlines to feedback@dailytechnewsshow.com and keep up to date on everything DTNS on Instagram under the handle DTNSPics. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.